We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, we know that if someone sells an animal, he steals the animal and sells it, he's chayiv dal vehei. Zok the Mishnah, Machru Chutz Mecham Vehei. Let's say he sold it, but he's retaining 1% for himself. He's keeping himself partnership for himself. Oi, Shoyzle by Shutvas. So he actually had a Shutvas in it. He actually owned half of it. Before he stole it, Rashi says, because the first case really is Shutvas also, he's keeping a Shutvas. The second case is, he actually owned half. Now he stole the other half and sold it. So these cases, you're potter for the Mechira, because it's not a full Mechira in the first case. In the second case, it's not a full Mechira either, because it's not a full Gneva digger Mechira, because half the thing is mine. Or, Hashoychev and Esnabel Biyada, you were shechting it, and by mistake, it became an Avela. It wasn't a good Shechita. Or Anoicher, here's on purpose he made it an Avela, you ripped the neck from his nostrils until its heart. Or V'ma'ake, you pull out the simonim, pull out the windpipe and the earpipe. So these are not Shechitas. It doesn't have a shame Shechita. So Misham, Shum, Kefal, you pay Kefal. V'ainu Misham, Shum, Rav HaKamish. You don't pay Dal V'hei. Why you don't pay Dal V'hei? Because it's not a Shechita. This is called an Avela, it's not called a Shechita. And the first case, you don't pay Dalvehe, because it's not called a Mechira, because you made a Shear in the Mechira, you left out something in the Mechira. And the Gemara is going to discuss now, what exactly you left out. Zog the Gemara, my chutz me'echa me'eshvay, what does it mean I left 1% for myself? What part of the animal did I keep for myself? Omar Rav, chutz me'dova anita me'eshchita. It's only called a Shear if I left myself something that becomes mutter with a Shechita. For example, the basa, the meat. But if I leave some skin for myself, some hide, or the horns are mine, I want a shayfer, or some of the wool is mine, that's not enough of a shear. It's still called a complete mechira, and yechayiv dal vehei. The Levi Amar, no, even chutz megizasah, v'chein tanya masnita, he also had it in his masnita, the Bei Levi, chutz megizasah, that if you leave out the hair, the wool, the halacha is, that is called a shear. I leave anything from the animal for myself, it's not called machare kuloi. It says machare kuloi, that's all, it's not a machare kuloi. And the Gemara is bringing down a braisa, which is machare is annoying about this, and we'll analyze who Rav Levi is like. Meisvei, it says in the braisa like this, machare chutz miyada, if he sold it, except for the hand, chutz miragla, except for the foot of the behema, chutz mikarna, except for the horn, chutz migizasa, you excluded the wool, you do not pay dal v'hei for that because you had a shear. Rabbi Omer, it depends. Dava ma'akev v'shchita, something's ma'akev v'shchita, which means it would make it a treifa. If I made a shear on something that's an essential organ of the animal, then you don't pay dal v'hei. Rashi gives an example, what's ma'akev v'shchita? He says, either I say I'm keeping the veshet for myself, or I'm keeping the kana for myself. These are the windpipe and the earpipe, or the yerech, or the cholol, which means the body, or the liver. These things, they can't live without it. So there, that's called a shear. But the hand or foot below the knee, which is, you can live without it, there, that's not called a shear. That's what Rabbi says. That's the second shear. The first shear holds everything. The second shear holds only something that's essential organ. Chutz mekarna, step for the horn. That's enough of a shear. Horn is a shear. That's called. That's not enough of a mechira. Chutz megizasah mshalom shemirah. If you say except for the wool, then I do pay dalveh. Mshalom shemirah. So Bishlam Levi. Levi said everything's included. Bishlam Levi ketanakama. Levi holds like the Tanakama that everything is included in the shear. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav, who holds that had to, what's a nitter, v'shchita, whatever it's mutter to eat, like any basar, keman, it's like no one. It's not like the first shchita, because first is everything. It's not like the second shchita, he holds only essential organs. And not like the third shchita, because the third shchita holds even a horn is called a shear. So who is Rav like? Rav said, anything that's mutter to eat. It's not like any of the three shchitas. That's the kasha. It's not like Rav's like any of the three shchitas. My answer is Amri Rav, the Omaki Hai Tana. Rav says like this Tana, this version of Shimon Ben Loza. The Tana of Tana Brai says it's a new version of Shimon Loza. Tana of Shimon Loza Imer, Makr Chutz Miyodo, Chutz Miragla, Ina Mishal Shimon Chumisha. You don't pay Dalve. Why not? Because that's something that gets Nitter B'Shchita. That's something that becomes Mutter with the Shchita. It's not essential to live the life of the animal, but it Nitter B'Shchita. Chutz Mekarno, Chutz Begizasel, which is not something that comes Mutter with the Shchita, Mishalim, they say except for that, it's still a good Mechira. It's called Mechira Kula. Mesham Shumar Bava Chamisha. He paid Dalvei. So really, I have four shittas here. We have the Rabbanon who hold everything, anything you leave out is a shir. Then you have Rebbe who says only essential organs. Then you have Shimon Lozal, the Brisa, that says the difference between keren, a horn, which is called a miyot, a shir, and not the wool. Then you have a fourth shita, which is like Rebbe, anything is nitter v'shchita. So my kamifik, what's the bir machlekes? Tanaka Masava says v'tochay kulay b'inon u'machay kulay b'inon. You need a full-fledged tvicha, and you need a full-fledged mechira. You need a sale completely. If I leave anything out, it's not called machay kulay. I left something out. That's the deal. Rebbe Savar v'tochay midi dehav v'tvicha. They learn from a tvacha is something that's essential to the shchita. Lafuki mid loy have a betvicha. Umakroi dumi de tvicha. Makroi is dumi de tvicha. Just like a tvicha, the only things that passel the tvicha are passel. Like, for example, if it's a missing organ, then it passel the tvicha, then it's not a good tvicha. It's the same thing with chiros, that's a missing organ, an essential organ. That's shot in Rabbi. Rabbi holds tvacha dumi de makroi. Rabbi Shimon Lozo Savar. No, he holds a svara. He doesn't hold the tefachah dumi d'machara. He holds a svara. He says, karno, the loyla migza kaime, karno that's going to stay on the animal, have a shear. That's called a shear. You leave something out of the animal, the guf of the animal, that's a problem. Gizaseha, the wool, they'll make his kaime. It's made to cut off. It's not part of the animal. Loy have a shear. It's not a shear, it's a svara. He's saying a part of svara. He's saying that karen, that's part of the animal. It's good for the animal. The gizaseha, the wool, is not part of the animal. Now, what's on the fourth sheet? Either Tanner, the Beir of Shimon Meloza, the Savar, Yodav Veraglov, the Tzrichit Tficha, Yodav Veraglov, that needs Shchita to be matted, have a shear, that's a shear. Lev Shal Shumid Alvehe, Shumid Alvehe, Shumid Karna Vagizaseho, but Karna Vagizaseho, which is the horn and the wool, Lev Tzrichit Tficha, need Tficha, Lev have a shear, it's not a shear, because that does not need Tficha. So that's on Rebbe. Kai, one more line, Kashu, the Rav Shimon Meloza, Shimon Meloza. We have a Maisa Stira, two Rishim Laza. Rishim Laza of this price, and Rishim of this price, Stira. My answer is, Trey Tanoi, Tu Tanoi, Leave Rishim Laza, Tu Tanoi, Leave Rishim Laza. The Chalik is Tanoi, what Rishim Laza holds. So bottom line is, Rav Chalik is Rav and Levi. Levi said, anything to Shia. Rav said, Dafka is Rav Nitta Vashchita. We had a question, which Shita is like Rav? Rav is like the fourth Shita, the second Shita of Rishim Laza, that holds his Tali in what is Nitter Vashchita. That's what's called a Shir. Mashainkain, a horn and wool, it's not coming even up to the Shita. Is not considered a shear. If you leave that out, if they sell everything besides for that, that is not called a shear.